Blog Talk Radio.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
TRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 foam moly tubing for optimum results. TRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock locations. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
Well, good evening. Welcome to Gross Talk Radio. I just want to kind of wish everyone a happy Wednesday and go on and get down to business. I'm not going to prolong tonight. At this time here, we're going to make a few announcements for us with upcoming events. I just kind of want to put out there, March the 30th, we got the big bike shootout coming out to Twigs, which is going to be March the 30th. The classes will be hand clutch shootout, 6-0 class and grudge, and probably before tonight over with, I may make an announcement on some grudge races that's locked in for that event, but I'm kind of waiting around, and maybe the guys just got some races lined up. We'll try them on later on tonight and kind of talk about that. And also that we got the first series of the class race, which is going to be held at Hub City Dragway, April 6th. As of now, we got the Street ET class, and we have the Extreme 888 Index as of now for the two classes to start off. We can kind of see how those classes worked out and kind of build from there. And plus test and tune and grudge. So got two nice events kind of set up. So you can come and get some racing in or come and enjoy and watch some racing. And with that being said, we're going to open up the lines if anyone else out there that has any announcements to make for us in an event or something to come up. We take about 2 or 3 minutes and open up the lines and kind of let you talk about your upcoming events. We'll do that now. Anybody got anything for us, an event or something they want to talk about, upcoming event, we'll use this time now. So just press 1 on your phone and I'll open up your line. All right, we got one here, 0775. Your line is open.
Oh, yeah, what's happening, Chris?
What's going on with you?
Nothing much. This last connection over here in D-Town.
Hey, what's going on with you, man?
Oh, man, nothing much. That man, want to give a shout-out to your show. I enjoy listening to you.
Okay.
Also, okay. Everybody else, man, give a shout-out to y'all with this grudge racing back. I want to let everybody know we're having a race coming up on June the 22nd at Dallas Raceway. We're going to have a grudge race. One of my special guests, Tackle Box and the Dream Team. They're supposed to be coming down, showing out.
Okay.
I guess they're going to represent for Tennessee. And I got my boys over here in Texas and Louisiana. We're going to put on a show for y'all. So y'all come on down and enjoy some of this good grudge race.
Okay. We're definitely enough. Again, that's what, June the 22nd, you said?
Yeah, June 22nd. When is your race?
We got one, well, the Holly Explosion is May the 11th, and the Grudge Racing, it ain't until July sometime, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that first race will be the Holly Davidson shootout, so. I don't have anything to do that June, man. I may come over and check you out.
Yeah, about Debbie. You know I'm going to come watch you.
Yeah, I got you. I definitely got you. What classes are you having, man?
The class I'm having a no electronic class, and we're going to have a Pro ET, Crazy Eights, and we're going to have open lanes for the grudge race and some fun and grudge.
Okay. Okay.
And I also got a class for the battle of the MCs. That's for all my MC clubs out there. We're going to have like a 950 index class for all the MCs and race teams. It's going to be
okay.
For like amateur racers, I guess.
All right. And as far as your gates, whatever your time, you're going to be racing.
Yeah, we're going to be racing. This is going to be an evening race. We'll open the gates at about 6 o'clock. We'll be over about 2 a.m.
Okay.
It'll be nice and cool for y'all. Plus, we got the barbecue pit. You know, it's at BYOB. No glass bottles. It's only $15 for a spectator admission. And all the other classes, we got the no electronic class. That's $50 entry. We normally pay out a percentage of the collected interest.
Okay. All right. Okay, well, I guess we got it out there. Everybody, if you're not doing anything June the 22nd, we ask you to go out and support Mass Connection out there in Dallas Raceway. Now, do we have anybody else out there? Pretty much got any events they want to talk about now? I guess you're the only one we got tonight out here. Okay.
I guess I'm into this thing, so you know what I'm saying? What's happening, everybody?
Yeah.
I see last week it was a pretty heated discussion last week with the guy Custom Cuts.
Right.
Yeah. He thought about these boys over in Texas ain't ready for them.
Right.
Yeah.
Hopefully we won't have nothing like that too much more going on. We'll try to quieten some of this down, man, all this bickering and stuff. I'd rather see more racing than all this talking.
Right.
We got plenty of time to talk, man. It's time to line up in the water box and see what these cats can do versus all this talking.
Yeah. Is the guy what he says, or he just kind of running off at the mouth? I don't know.
Well, they all true warriors now. I can't take nothing away from them. So it's just a matter of catching them at the track, I guess, at the right time and, you know, let them get up in the water box.
Okay.
With the season and starting and stuff, man, like I said, all this talking, they had enough time to do that over the winter. So now it's time to show up now and show out. All the talking need to come to see. We're ready to see some racing now.
Yeah, I got my camera ready. It's charged up.
Okay. Well, I got you. Definitely. Yeah.
Well, you know what I'm saying? Y'all welcome to come down and enjoy yourself at the King of the Track.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
So, you know what I'm saying? Come down and check us out. We're going to show much love. Plus, you know what I'm saying? We'll be there to race too, Chris. So,
okay. Oh, yeah. I got you. We got another caller here. We're going to go on and open up the line here for another 5747. Your line is open.
Predict times. I'm just listening right now.
Okay, man.
All right.
Okay. I got a topic, man, that I was reading on Psycho Bike earlier, and it was on Facebook. I kind of just want to see what the grudge community has to say about it. We was reading out here where for the My Rock Grudge guys with the 2-inch ground clearance for the bikes or whatever. My question to you guys out there, would that affect a lot of the grudge guys with these grudge bikes for us with this 2-inch clearance? Because I know a lot of these bikes are pretty low to the ground, and So, I mean, as far as the races, is it something that you probably want to make some adjustments or what as far as with this ground? Anybody out there kind of want to touch on this subject? I figured it probably would be a hot topic to talk about. We'll talk, chat on here a few minutes about it. Anybody out there want to kind of give your opinion on it or voice your opinion? Just press one on your phone and open up your line. Because I'm sure with a 2-inch grind cleaners, you have to do some suspension work, especially to tweet around for it to lift it up. Some probably don't care, some probably do. So just kind of want to hear what your opinion is on that. Okay, I don't see anyone. Going on down the list tonight, I want to kind of give, I guess we could say our first grudge race took place last week without anybody knowing. Cousin Cut and Tootie over there in Phoenix City, I think Cousin Cut came out on top. Just kind of want to congratulate those two guys for getting the job done and starting off the racing season early with grudge races. So we hope to see many more. I know I was reading someone with Tootie and them asking for a rematch or some type of other race, so I'm hoping that that takes place as well to get it started. But if not anymore, races that took place last week, because had I known that, I probably would have checked that race out, because I wasn't really doing anything. I think this was a last minute, so next thing I know, it was on Facebook or something, but the win, so. I don't know. Mass, you're not having anything over there like short wheelbase or anything, are you?
Short wheelbase?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. A lot of guys run the new electronics. A lot of them getting that crazy 8 class.
Okay.
You might have a few that get out there and play around doing some fun and grudge, but yeah, it definitely some short bikes over there. A lot of guys like, you know, I guess about between 58 to 60, so about 62 inches or so, 64 inches.
Okay. I got another question for you. You got somebody lined up to run Tucker Boxing? Because, man, them guys going to be coming over there, going to bluff them Texas guys, kind of rough them up pretty good there.
Yeah. I don't know. It just depends. You know, our biggest dog over here, you know, one of them is Gooch.
Right.
You know, he's a fire. Okay. You know, he probably is. I don't know if he won a race or whatever, but.
Right. Okay. I got you. Yeah, hold for up. 1 second, man. We got another caller here. We're going to go on and on the line here. 1-0-0-0. Yep, line is open.
What's happening, Chris?
What's going on?
No, what were you talking about, 2-inch ground clearance?
I was reading that on the Mara rule for the grudge bike. Well, not so much the grudge. Well, I don't know if he specifically said the grudge bike, but I just knew where it had a 2-inch minimum ground clearance that the bikes would have to have.
Damn. So when they go get their tech card, they're going to measure them?
Well, he made the comment on there where you'd be randomly checked, but he was hoping that you all would, you know, kind of get your bikes in order where you wouldn't have to go through all that technical stuff. But, yeah.
Right.
But I think they said they were going to enforce the 2-inch ground clearance.
All right. Yeah. I got to unload these cars off this trailer. I'll be back in a minute.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, we got another caller here, 9895. Your line is open.
Okay, thank you. Y'all were talking about the 2-inch ground clearance?
Right.
I was in Maryland this weekend and actually witnessed that. What they're doing is actually before you roll through the tent, or what will be the tent at a Mile Rock event, they take the pipe and run underneath it and measure it like that.
Okay.
So they do it actually before you go down the track to try to prevent cracking pans and stuff like that.
I got you. And that is what the rider on the bike.
one way to look at it, I mean, at least everybody will be playing on level playing ground, you know what I mean?
Right.
Now, like, you're an inch and a half and I'm 2 inches and we're racing each other, everybody's going to be at least 2 inches or above, you know what I mean? So I'm pretty sure everybody's
right.
going to be right on that 2-inch mark. Excuse me.
Right. And that is across the board for the 2-inch clearance.
Grudge bikes, a street, a bike you just rode off the street, anything.
Okay.
I actually saw Jason doing it himself, so.
Okay.
Should be interesting, but, you know, level for everybody, you know. So.
You're right. Well, I thank you for coming on, clearing that up. So a 2-inch pipe you're going to roll up on your bike. That's going to be interesting.
Just like they do with the class bikes on the other end, where I think a gentleman was saying they could do when you pick your ticket up. No, they could do it before you go down the track.
Okay.
And then I think you go back to the trailer. You get a warning once, you know, hey, you need to raise your bike, go back to the track, go back to the trailer. And and also I think something that was discussed, are they going to do that every time? No, they're going to spot check. But if they've already warned you and you come back and you're less than an inch, you're less than 2 inches, I don't know what happens from there, but you've already been warned.
Okay.
So.
That will be interesting. I think a lot of people are going to have to make some definite some suspension changes for that.
Yep, definitely so.
Yeah.
All right, I just wanted to throw my 2 cents in.
Okay, well, thanks for the info.
All right, no problem.
Okay. That is going to be interesting.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Yeah. It really is. Man, how's the weather up there on the East Coast, guys? I know we have 60, 70 degree down here in the South, and I know I was watching the news where some states up there, I think, are still receiving snow and stuff and all of this. So I was thinking that it was supposed to be around at least, 70-something up on the East there around spring break time. I think the people can't even enjoy themselves on the beach at this time.
Yeah, it's pretty down here in Virginia, Maryland. Like I said, Sunday when we went up, it was like 65, 68 degrees, beautiful race weather.
Okay. I don't know if I'm going to be ready for this summer though, down here in the South. I think you all, pretty much when it's hot up there, it's frying down on this end.
Triple digits and humidity, right?
Oh, yeah. So y'all gear up for the first MyRock race of the year?
Nah, we won't be together by then, totally. So we're just going to skip that one and just be ready for the one in Maryland.
Okay, I got you. That's a place I haven't never been, but I said I was going to put it on my calendar, try to at least 10-1 race up there this year.
Yeah, at least try that, man. Butch Creek, man, in my opinion, I've been to tracks all over the East Coast. Butch Creek, Maryland, hands down, is my favorite track.
I got you. Yeah, I've heard so much about that track. So I got to go up and see for myself.
Yep.
What date is that race on, boss man?
I want to say the 26th through the 28th, whatever the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is for Maryland.
Oh, March.
I'm sorry, April.
Oh, okay, all
right. Yeah, in April.
Might be worth flying out there.
I'm telling you, if you've never been to a Mile Rock event, you won't be sorry.
Real talk. I hear a lot about it.
Yep.
Man, I think a lot of people kind of quiet tonight on the phone, man. Before it changed the world.
There are crickets out there.
Yeah, they are until the first hour was up then. Yeah.
I guess you are quiet on to calm it down from last week, so now they just kind of zip their lips.
Well, the first hour was always kind of quiet up. I think that's just the info hour. And then the second hour was when everybody cut loose. But hopefully, we won't be extending too many more of those, I don't believe. I hope not at the most. There's nothing wrong with talking a little noise, but we're going to try to take control of it from now.
I hear you. Was a lot complaining about that last week.
No, not really, but I mean, Flores, it was just, you know, going too overboard, and this is a show really just to make race happen or whatever, and, you know, not all of that, you know, hip-hop with each other, so hopefully, you know, we will be able to at least have someone to lock in a race or I have some races, actually, from talk show, so we've got another call here. We're going to open up the line. 3356. Your line is open.
What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's going on?
You don't even know who this is, do you?
I know who this is.
I don't fuck around. I fuck straight up and down. That's who the hell this is.
What's going on with the Bud Light?
I ain't doing nothing but drinking, Bill. Bud Light.
I got you.
Yeah.
I got you.
But, yeah, man, I ain't been... We ain't been out. We've been trying to test the bike and bullshit out the bullshit, man. You know how it go.
Man, I got you.
Yeah. That's all we're trying to do, get them bikes done. So, because if we get one of the big bikes back, we coming on down to Georgia now.
I got you, man. Yeah,
if you
want to
know the truth,
quiet,
we white boy hunting. We white boy hunting on site.
I got you. They said they definitely going to be in the house, though.
Oh, yeah, man. They cool, too, though, man. You know what I mean? It ain't never racing. Junk talking and racing, man. That's all it is. All things and shit, leave it at home.
Yep.
If you don't want to race, don't dish it out. That's what I told CC.
Yeah.
Don't get mad if you want to talk junk to the world. No, because, like,
right.
Nigga, I tell you, I can take it. They give it back to me.
Right. Yeah, but somehow you managed to get the last word in there. So you up there working on those killers, huh?
Yeah, we up there working on stuff. You know how we do. We plan on coming out, but we kind of been messing around to the last minute.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
To be honest, that's what happened. I've been focusing on paintballing and getting drunk. And that's race season.
You got that right.
Now we're
going
drunk
to the
race.
To the Rock, the first race up there?
The Rock race.
Yeah, the March the 24th race.
We'll take the little bikes up there, you know what I mean?
Okay.
But when we travel, we want one of them big bikes too, because I don't like getting threatened and ran home. That ain't cool.
I got you.
You know what I mean? And who was that talking about that My Rock race?
What? Talking about the...
Oh, you know who it was, Mr. Bud Light. Happy New Year. One foot out the grave. You already know who it is. I ain't gonna say my name. One foot out the grave.
You know. I know who it is. And you know why I asked that. Because you already know who's going to choke you out this year, right?
I waited last
year.
I was there, baby.
I'll
be there again this year.
Hey, we broke on the line. We was on the line.
Right.
But you wouldn't come back to the line until we broke.
I'm back.
But I heard you got old foot back there behind that now.
What's that?
I heard you got a foot behind it.
That's right.
I heard you have some church shoes on. You need
to
get your grip up.
I'm trying to keep up with the Jones.
Hey, so we back on the street tie.
Oh, you on street tie? Oh.
Huh?
Well, yeah, y'all. We in a different league now. I got
what you gonna do
for on the back.
What you gonna do for?
Give it all the lane.
That's all we get.
Ain't y'all boy sitting in the cradle? I'm fully dressed, baby.
No, N-O-P-Q-Y. We ain't giving a damn about all that.
Oh, you not? What you gonna give me for sitting in the cradle? What I'm gonna ask? That's what I'm gonna ask. What you gonna give me?
Oh, we in the cradle?
I guess. I don't know. That's what I hear.
Oh, see, I ain't heard from the owner yet.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I ain't heard the owner or the builder. But
yeah, unless you have the loop.
To be honest, I really don't think we give a damn about your damn slick.
That's good. That's the answer I was hoping you was gonna give.
All I know is we don't have to worry about you spinning, cause we won't tie your ass up. We don't want that.
That's what I want you to do. That's what
okay.
I want you to do. I'm giving y'all ample opportunity. So I want you to finally back up what you've been talking.
Yeah, you know we've been trying to do it, Cougar. You know you put that bike up. You know you put it up them last three races.
But look, did I not say I was going to
prove No. You said you were putting the bike up for the year. We left you alone.
I was out there like Sandy while y'all was getting ready for for the Rockingham race. And I made that known earlier that year that's where I would be. And I'm telling you now, I won't be in Rockingham, but I'll be at Cecil's race the week before the My Rock event in Maryland. And you know I'll be in the creek.
Oh, Cecil's race. And B&B.
Yes, sir.
We'll come on down there and choke your ass out. I told you. We're gonna dig you up and fuck your grave up, motherfucker.
Hey,
you know
that.
When I heard you on there, I said,
so many have tried, but I can't recall none that has succeeded.
Mm-hmm. Woo! That's soft. Hey, you know we hard headed. If we lose, we're gonna pass.
That's right. Hey, it's like that both ways, baby.
Hey. I'm the CL. You know how CL. He got more confidence in your bike than you do. He don't give a damn. He just want to run my ass.
That's right.
And I want to run his ass.
And I'm the conservative one.
And somebody's going to get a nice video because it's going to be some shit talking hell.
Outstanding.
You know that, right?
Okay, baby. What's that?
And then you got to drink. Cold light at the next event. I mean, like the
there
whole event. So if I lose, and then that's the incentive. If I lose, I got to drink cold light.
I like cold light.
You got to drink mine. If you win, you got to be Cougar Bud Light.
Okay, hey.
Yep.
Just for the day.
Yeah, hell, you got the old dude the whole time. You can't have no cool light.
Oh, okay, I understand.
So if I lose, I got to drink.
Okay.
I got to be Alan Cool Light.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just for that day now.
Them motherfuckers cool light. They get a hold of me. They get a hold of me.
Hey, look, Alex, you can tell everybody that day that your name is Alex Cool Light.
I like it.
I ain't gonna make you clear that name,
pal. Man, you guys gonna have to take Alex to the hospital. He started drinking cool, like, man.
Them motherfuckers, hey, they rough. Now, I think they gave me a Yingling that last time, a Jingling, whatever the damn brown ass shit is. I told them, if I ever run out of beer again, don't give me that. They like to kill me when they gave me that mixed up.
Hey, would you deny my Bud Light Platinum?
Oh, no. Mm-mm.
You denied that?
I went home, woke the whole house up at damn 4 o'clock in the morning.
Come on, man.
Yeah, that wasn't a good. That wasn't. I can't handle them platinum, dog. I don't know how y'all drink them.
Ain't no y'all in it. I don't drink them.
Hey, them motherfuckers for a crackhead.
Somebody got to bring it by my house, and that's where they still are, see?
Mm. I can't handle them. But, hey, but you know it's all love, though. You know it's all love, though, RT.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, baby, no doubt. And tell these guys, man, they ain't never been to Bud's Creek. They don't know what they're missing, man.
Nah, it's bad track. Hey, Chris.
Uh-huh?
It wasn't like soul playing in the bathroom. You can actually eat your lunch in the bathroom. It don't smell like no bathroom. There's a motherfucker in there getting your wipes and mints and everything. Seriously.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, hey, the air conditioner's in the bathroom, man.
Okay.
What's that word?
It's a nice facility.
It's got air conditioner, bathrooms, clean from top to bottom from the time you come in. Only thing it is,
okay.
If you're a grudge racer, you better be ready for your passes.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Because they do participate in racing up there. That's the only thing. But as far as a nice track, it's bad. It's bad.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Ain't no grass growing up through nowhere it ain't supposed to be going up to.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Like, it ain't no backwoods, no kind of way.
Okay.
Like, Chris, if you want to go to a nice track and you want to see something nice, like top of the line, go there. You know what I mean?
Okay.
No doubt.
Well, I'm going to definitely have to make one this year.
But if you want to see one, 8 mile top of the line, you go to Piedmont.
That was about to ask you. Now, how far is Piedmont away from the Rock?
Hours and change.
Okay.
Keep calling, man.
Piedmont is at the end of Greensboro. It's
okay.
Right there at Guilford County and Alamance County line.
Okay.
I know from Mooresville it's an hour. But see, like Rockingham, ain't about an hour and 10 minutes from Rockingham.
Okay.
But it's a nice track though, Chris. Hey.
Okay.
If you ever get in with them boys and have an event, it's a nice track. Like,
okay.
It's got tile bathrooms and hooking track. Why you just get them long ass swing holes? We go to Piedmont. But crew. I got a four nothing for your ass.
Huh?
We got a four nothing for your ass this year, buddy.
Good. I'm gonna
one of
us
going down. Was
that? One of that's right.
One's going down.
One going down and one was staying victorious. That's right. But
hey,
you know what
but, hey, I don't expect you to take a light on me if I lose. If I lose, torture me, because if I win, ain't no telling what kind of stunt I might pull. You
and
know,
I've seen you pull some stunts, and I don't know if I won't see them either.
Yeah, the one when I choked out and fell, couldn't get back up. Damn it. That's alcohol.
Hey, we laughed about that thing, man, forever and a day, man.
Damn it. I couldn't get up.
You mean
I fell?
Didn't nobody get that on tape?
Actually, I think CL got it on tape, but he got a whole bunch of other stuff with it, so we got to kind of edit that out. And
we'll get it ready. We had a good time though, Chris. Hey, we was over there at it for a lot. We was over there at it.
Oh yeah, that's how we do,
man.
That's how we do, man.
Hey, all that them arguing and hating and stuff. No, I ain't for that.
Right.
But a race is a race.
Oh yeah, definitely. And I mean, when I got into racing with my dad,
but
20 years ago, I was soulless. You got to be able to take your wins as well as you take your losses. I mean, your losses as well as you take the wins.
That's what I told Dust when he first started racing. I throw that mug out there. I tell him I'm running for $2,000. I'll be running for $200.
Right, right, right.
And I throw him out there with a race. I don't know how in the hell he's supposed to win. And then when he wins, I act like I'm mad at him.
Right.
I let that mother get his ass kicked a lot of times. Hey, you know what? Everybody like, why you keep on making him do them dumb ass races all in this and that? I say it cost you a dime. But in the end of the day, that dude gonna run his time. He's not gonna get nervous when the money go on the line.
Right. That's right. That's right.
That was the whole purpose of it. And I told everybody, if you can't stand to lose, then you won't be
you
no winner.
Right.
You won't be no winner.
You're in the wrong sport.
You're in the wrong sport now, I'm telling you. That's the truth, Chris. I ain't agree.
Right.
You get the one that can't stand to lose, they choke on the line.
Yeah, you're definitely in the wrong sport.
One thing I know about Duff, he go under that line, he going to do any dumbass race we want to do. Because he's our rider. And he know I love the race. That's the bad thing about it. Hey, he know that Gretchen loved it on his crew. She will run something. You think she will run? Chris, Miss Peyton will run. Do not tell her she can't win. I don't give a damn if you got a willy ball bite. She going to try your ass. He's googling on it?
Once. Oh, yeah.
Hey, that one thing you ain't going to never say about her. If you you touch them nerves there, she gonna answer.
Oh yeah.
You seen them? You seen them get a bug like blind bite the break?
Nah, I didn't see that one.
At Rockingham.
Okay, with Richard riding?
That's the only motherfucker to ride it. He's fun though.
Okay. I mean, I don't see the fight that often.
Huh?
I've only seen it like two or three times. I mean,
he's bone. We ain't no great fans neither, but Gretchen said, I don't give a damn who tell me not to do it. I'm going to do this race because I want to do it.
Her bike, hey, that bike, do what you want to do.
Hey, all you can do is bet with him and shut the hell up.
Right.
So we let her do what she want to do. Because I'm telling you.
Kruger, I got a question for you, man. I know you say you had a flick on your bike. If you don't want to tell your secret, but how long are you sitting on that bike?
74.
Okay.
Oh, man. You got damn long? Whoa. You got long, too, Kruger. You got long.
74. I mean, I don't get some of the guys that I'm competing against.
Hey, I'm just having fun with the crew. Hey, we don't care about that, man. We just having fun.
Alex be fucking around.
Huh?
Who was that?
Sam?
CJ.
Alex be fucking around and upside down and straight up and down.
CJ. I ain't tell you this yet.
Okay, here we go.
I didn't tell you. But I promise you to God, we're going to run you with the blue bike this year.
You are?
Head up. No questions asked.
Is that the blue one, the 14, or the Busa? I forgot.
No, the Busa. The blue Busa.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Yeah, because you threw me out, man. Hey, I told the boys up this, man. CJ hurt my damn feelings.
You must be on a Bluetooth or something.
Why did I hurt your feelings?
Huh? Because I never did get a chance to raise you, because we weren't ready.
Nah, that's all good.
But now this year, we're going to tell your ass up.
I know
you. Part two, you could tell our ass up.
Part three, we go down through there together, and it's a good one.
Well, you know that shit hardly ever happens now, man.
Yeah, no doubt.
Is my damn phone echoing?
Yeah, that was actually must be on speakerphone or either Bluetooth.
Nah, it ain't doing it. I'm back over there.
Okay.
That's me, guys. Sorry, I'm driving this 18-wheeler trying to talk and drive this big rig.
Okay.
I'm gonna put my mic on mute. Go ahead.
Okay.
I want to see the racing though. That problem, my Virginia people.
Yeah, we're gonna open up the line here. 5908. Your line is open.
Yes, your mom. 5908. CJ, what's up, man?
What's up?
He said he was going to put his hand on mic here for a second. He may chime on in. We're going to open up this other line as well. 6645. Your line is
go
open.
Go ahead, Alex. What'd you say, Alex? I'm here.
I ain't saying nothing.
CJ. Hey, CJ.
CJ. Huh?
Oh. He's still on. He may just have to talk for a minute.
CJ ain't got drunk, ain't he?
He's driving an 18-wheeler. He's driving a big rig.
Yeah.
There you go. Double CJ, you on him.
CJ, what's up, man?
What up, what up?
What up, what up? Is this CJ from Chicago?
Yeah, Chi-Town, Dollar Bill. Hey, those country boys.
Okay, this your boy Nino.
Nino!
What's up, baby?
You know we were talking about you today, me and Shorty.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, Shorty told me something.
Whoa.
Told me something.
Uh-huh.
It's all good.
Yep, yep.
What is it doing?
Yeah.
What's going on, man?
You got it. I didn't want to let you heard you on the show. Heard you from the blue dude off the 74 inch bike. Where were you?
Kruger, you in it?
Are they really racing or what? Or they just talking?
They were? Kruger.
What
happened? He said he talking about that dude with that 74 inch bike.
What about it? Who was that? Who talking about that? CJ.
Who's no, got a 74 inch bike?
Yeah, no, nah, I was that? They really racing. I asked CJ, was y'all really racing that long ass bike or what?
Yeah, we race.
Oh, okay. Well, I know CJ don't grab a whole tee.
Would you got a street car or a slick bike?
No, nah, I just got a little street bike. I ain't got none in your class.
Oh, shit, we ready. CJ,
you know what we're going to try to get a hold of
him? Hey, CJ, and you know the only way it's going to be right is D. Lynn Dunn.
Hey, CJ, you went to that national race, CJ.
What race?
It's a national race. You going to do a national race?
Where's it at?
National girls race. It's a national girls race.
Yeah, we go.
Yeah, we'll be there.
What do you want to fish him with?
You know we got to go where the action is.
Yeah.
We got to.
Wild and Brody is a 2012 and 2013 battle.
Indiana.
Atlantic Beach. Win. I gotta go buy you fishing license. You don't even know how to fish.
CJ, I don't know how to
fish. Okay.
Hey, but on the real though, CJ, we gotta hook up. We like two holes in the church. We've been talking too much.
Which race you talking about, Maryland?
The race we've been wanting to do, the Blue Boozer and your poor team.
Get in where you fit in.
Hey, CJ, I fit in now.
I imagine you do calling me out like that.
No, it ain't like that.
Okay.
CJ.
What up?
How about 2012 and 2013 Brody's go at it?
Oh, yeah. I owe you that one.
Well, I'm coming back a little different there, buddy.
Oh, I might have to jump on something different then.
Yeah, you're going to have to. Or you got to stretch that 14 out a little bit.
I thought me and you were going to go on some stock wheelbase bikes.
Holy shit, no, put a slider in there, bro.
Hey, CJ.
You want to see me
CJ,
start a bike?
I might start back riding.
That's what you said last year.
Yeah, I know, man. I don't get my heart until I get drunk.
You don't get your heart until you get drunk?
Yeah. See, the smart guy that works there is going to know he can't really work. He'd be like, hell no, you can't do that. But I bust it for life, and I'll be like, fuck that. Let's get that. Then in the end, let's get that. You feel
that? I might see how you sit on something.
Hey, I can ride. They didn't tell you I can ride a bike.
Well, I said get on something and race me.
Huh? You don't go. Hey.
I won't really ride no more stock wheelbase because sometimes I get a little wild. If I ride a stock wheelbase,
you know, get on grudge bike.
I ain't gonna be making but one or two good passes out of five.
And
I don't want you to be the other three. I want to whoop your ass. So, how you want to do it?
Sit on a grudge bike.
Hey, there you go. I let Dust tear your rider ass up, and I tear your ass up, right, back to back. It'll be like the prom 2 years in a row.
Now, I don't see how Dust is going, but I don't know how Dust is going to beat my rider, though.
All right, see that. Which rider? Teeter, right?
Do you know who this is?
This Sam.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck you.
You drinking too much. You can't recognize anybody.
Hey, but on the real, though, Real Talk Radio, that's my partner. But fuck Sam. Sam, I was talking junk to CJ. We're going to run his ad this year.
I just got done talking to CJ. Now I'm talking to you.
Oh, what do you want to do then?
I told you, sit on a grudge bike.
You want me to ride, and you ride.
You need to go talk to your daddy. You need to go talk to your daddy. I was with him all day today. Possum ain't the same.
Hey, you know who he is? He white, just like you. Only white on me is the ash. So what do I get?
Yeah, get on Rick's bike. Get on Rick's bike and get it back there.
So you give me the back tire on what?
You sit on Rick's boo-boo, so I'll give you the back tire.
On Poppy.
Yep.
I imagine you would. You get on that hand clutch bike, you ride and I ride, we'll run head up.
Well, I told y'all, if everybody on the planet wants to see a bike stall at the line, give me a hand clutch. I don't ride them things.
That's what I like. I don't like sliders. But if you want to run my rider, let's get it.
Clutches. Easy clutches for dummies.
Okay. You get on Storm Troop, Dust get on Rick Mike, we don't you head the fuck up.
Huh? You say you sit on what?
You get on Storm Trooper, Dust get on Rick Mike, we don't you head up.
I don't need that bike. I'll run you.
Now, we on the same team, but we will fall out in a heartbeat.
I done told you to call Daddy, but you don't want to listen to me. So you want to run me heads up with Stormtrooper. I won't run Stormtrooper for you because I don't need that fast of a bike to do that race. I'll sit on Possum and run Dusty heads up with him on race.
When?
Now call your daddy and let him tell you the date.
You know what he's going to tell me? He ain't got nothing to do with it. Well, fuck him. Ain't you ever know what I am, Sam? I am ignorant and black and hard-headed.
You are
and dumb and give my money away. So, what date you want that? You're going to have to check down a little while. So, you're going to have to test a little bit, too. You know, we ain't got down the track yet, either. But I'm sure we will sooner or later.
Then just let me know when.
Head up, you and Dust. Rick, Biden, Pops.
Yeah.
When and where?
Whenever you're ready.
Huh?
Whenever you're ready and whatever track you want to do it at.
Well, we'll be ready to goddamn Sunday.
Okay. Call me after the show. Call me after the show.
I don't give a damn if you want
enough.
Me, Sam.
We got another caller here. We're going to open up
the
line.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Somebody break us up. We on the same team. Let's break somebody up first.
This is as the world turns. It's normal.
That's what they don't understand about us, Sam. Sam.
Yes, sir.
Sam, I was going to call you 2-3 days ago to ask you how you were doing. But now I see your mouth there is okay. I'm going to get on.
I'm just calm, dude.
He's
I'm having a good day today.
Hey,
a good day. Today's a good day.
I was letting that, you know what I'm talking about. I was letting that go. I was going to call you. I've been aiming to call you, man. I was like, man.
It's been rough, buddy, but today's one of those good
days. Yeah, there you go.
Daddy made me come up to Greensboro today and hang out with him, so let me out for a good day.
Yeah, that's my man. Hey, he know, but you also know what kind of mechanic he is. He going to stay the hell out of all situations. He going to tell you, like, yeah, no, but he going to be like, that's bad for business. So, I know we did. We going to tell your ass up. You and Dust hang on Rick bike. Be cool.
That's fine.
And you know what I'm going to do with that? Hey, think about this awesome running from a damn 20 gauge. Or you want to be a 12 gauge. Which one you want? Which one
remember,
you want to shoot you in your ass with? Which one you want to shoot you in your ass with?
You can't catch gone.
Remember, I know too.
I done told you, the possum ain't the same no more.
That's all I need to know. I already know what's going on. But I'm saying from that damn thing right there, I know what's been changed. But we're going to tear your ass up.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to lose your 60-foot mouth.
Okay.
Hey, what you want to do? Well, I told we'll do you.
Tell Chris.
You know why, we do you?
Talking.
You know why we do you?
You ain't got no.
We love the race.
You are bored. You are bored, Alex.
Oh, so you think you'll run on top of us like that? Okay.
No.
You know we'll throw some rods out of something to win. It'd take us a while to fix that motherfucker, though. But we'll do it to win. Because we live for that moment.
You live for those 12 seconds.
Fuck it, damn, man. Hey, what do we do this for? We ain't going to make no living. This ain't how we eat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We do it to enjoy ourselves, man. Ain't that what you do with yourself? The track
all
is my club, man. You know what I mean? The track is my club. So I don't go to the club, so I go to the track.
We got one more call. It's 1746. Your line is open, man.
I hope it just sums up by the same.
Man, I can't believe how boring this is tonight.
Oh,
man.
God. I'm bringing up as a clown on this album.
For real, this is Grudge Talk Radio. I'm the only one tonight that should be talking, because I'm the only one that's 1-0 for 2013. Now, fellas, if y'all ain't talking about raising all this beer talk and cussing and stuff, y'all need to get off the line. Let real racers talk. I'm the only champ in Grudge Racing for 2013. Can't nobody argue with me about that, because I'm 1-0. We're not talking about last year or the year before last. People, let's get real. Custom cut, talk, and
there you go. Hey, Chris, your show about to get live.
Take that
9-second
bike you put on that video and go sit in the corner somewhere.
Yeah. You're exactly right.
And we got 12 inches of snow up here, so we can't race yet. You should be lucky.
Well, I ain't got to do that. How about you get off that YouTube that you on and keep driving that 18-wheeler?
Out the way.
Yeah, but anyway, and like I was saying, you know, I traveled 2 hours. I raced one of the top racers in the game, Tootie, LOD, and I cut his head off to the white meat. I mean, you can't get no better than that. I won a lot of money. I got paid for coming over there, and you know, it was all great. I can ride a hand clutch bike and a grudge bike. I'm one of the best in the game.
Hold it, stop. STOPE. He is silent.
He put an E on the end of that bitch.
Did you say a hand clutch bike?
Look, One thing I don't do, I don't ride with drunk drivers, and I don't talk to them. So you know what? Another night, Alex. This is my night.
Okay.
Enjoy.
Okay.
Enjoy my win.
Okay.
The only thing you
can
do for the first hour.
I'm sorry. All right, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, can Custom Cut raise us with our hand glove bike with Dust ride? So I talk to you, and Dust ain't drunk. So tell that motherfucker that.
Okay.
Now. See,
now.
You talking about dumb.
Wow.
Hey, Chris. He said he can ride a hand glove bike, and we'll tear his ass up because we got one.
See, Chris, let me tell you something now. A lot of people say I get on this line and I talk, but that race that I done, it wasn't talked about. It was a last-minute race. See, down here in Georgia and Alabama and down here in the South, we race. We do not talk all night. We race. We got that race up at the spur of the moment, and we done it. I can't help because he lost. I won. You know, I know y'all hate.
Well,
right,
what are you talking about then?
I know y'all hate
and
me because I got the
number
W
two
in
is
my head.
Y'all raise each other a whole lot more than y'all raise the outsiders.
Yeah, and you're right.
Just
but you know
it,
what?
Just saying it. It's not.
And
hey,
you, yeah, you
I
know
ain't
what? And you're right. And you're right. But you know what? We're racing. That's the bottom line. We are racing. If I
so
race
why
two,
we come down there? Oh no, y'all fast.
Look, you ain't never been down here, so don't let that slip out your mouth. You ain't never been down.
We is my crew and Sam went down there.
Hey, look at here. We talking about you. You've never been to the South. You ain't never been down here. You come down here. We'll cut your head off.
Well, I like the threats.
I mean,
I ain't gonna do like
that's
other guys to get threatened. Oh, I ain't coming because y'all threatened my life.
That's a promise.
Kill
you
me,
come down
shit.
Here. You come down here. You will get your head chopped off if you put dust on any motorcycle y'all got. Nobody don't even take you serious, Alex. You ain't nothing but a drunk in this game. And I don't talk to drunks.
You sound like a steel clown.
Yeah, you know what? You can call me a clown.
Thing I'm telling you, man, is just put them bikes in the beans. That's the only way that can really tell.
And Chris, that's what we did on Sunday. It wasn't no talking before the race. Well, Tootie did a lot of talking. But I talked after the race.
But
I mean,
get what though, Chris? Don't ever think Cousin Cut gonna threaten me. I like his style. He likes to race the best.
How did I threaten you? I told you if you come down here and try to race us, you're gonna get your head caught. How is that
a threat?
A threat
to me. That's a threat.
Come on, man. You start up here for the first hour and cussed the whole hour, and now when I say you come down here and gonna get your head cut off by us, that's a threat. Come on, man. Y'all some babies.
You even like to cut my damn head off.
Man, come on.
Don't
you
mean nothing.
You already know. You already know what I'm talking about.
It ain't nothing like that.
I'm sorry that I won. You know what? The whole time I was at Phoenix City on Sunday, I was wishing that I lost. But, you know, I'm sorry that I won. When I got to the end of the track, I looked back at Tootie, and I was like, man, you should be in front of me. But it didn't happen like that. It didn't happen.
He didn't talk about when he threw your ass up, though.
Who?
He got that on video on Psycho Bike, man. He threw your ass up.
Yeah. Well, one
he
thing about
you
me,
up, dude. I mean, it's win for win.
You know, one
but
thing
I ain't
about
mad
me,
at you though.
It's the man who won for 2013. I'm the first grudge racer this year to get a win under his belt. And I know y'all hate it, but I love to start my year off the way I'm gonna end it. That's what I'm gonna do.
I don't hate you, dude. I like
I like it.
That is.
As a matter of fact, we're going to open up the line here. 5742. Your line is open. 5742, your line is open.
Boy, you're a coward.
I ain't coming.
No, 5742.
Boy, you're yelling.
that super orange and black and yellow.
Wow. Hey, Grudge Talk Radio, a true hater is born. Keep talking, my friend. Keep talking.
Pure D coward.
Now I'm a coward because I got a W over my head. Now I'm a coward. I got a pocket full of money and a W.
I ain't worried about the W, player. You a coward.
Now I'm a coward. Why are you calling me a coward? I mean, I showed up. I was hired. I was hired. I was a bounty hunter. I was a bounty hunter. I mean, I came over there. What did I do?
I said whoop-de-doo.
I mean, oh, whoopee doo. Oh, okay.
Hey, CZ.
Yeah.
Is this the hand clutch bike you talking about now?
Well, yo, I'm going to tell you now, it's a true story.
No, I don't give a fuck what you tell me.
Wow.
I take
wow.
the lock up out if I need to do that.
No.
If you think
no.
you got a better clutch hand than Dust, I'll
no.
kiss your motherfucking ass.
Look, I don't
they
know. Alex, I don't like when you talk harsh to me. Look,
fuck that. I don't give a damn. You talk
yeah,
harsh.
Okay.
When you got security around, you harsh. All right, then go ahead and say it.
You're right on that. You're right on that.
I don't care who I am. Hell, cut me out the way you want to do me.
Look, Alex, I didn't say I got a better clutch hand than Dusty, but I got a better clutch hand than anybody I line up beside on race day. Put it like that.
All right, well, okay. Well, when we going
to
line up on them can clutch?
When you come
I need
to
know,
cuz. When you come
hey,
to the dirty
hey,
south.
Hey, can I come with my damn lockup? I got a single-stage lockup.
You know what, Alex? You're welcome to the south. But you better ask Tootie about that 408 light that I cut, because, boy, it's something serious.
We'll get them about that. We're going to drive around your head. I'm telling you now. That damn mechanic you got, we'll go down by him.
Okay.
That old can-ass motherfucker, we put
wow.
up swamp the other week.
Wow.
You remember, how he did when he got mad as hell at me at Rockingham? Because I don't give a damn about him. I don't give a fuck what he raised, what series.
Wow.
Hey, my white boy is the baddest.
Look, I'm not talking about McCann. I want to talk to that guy that chimed in and said, I need to paint my suit yellow. Are you still there, sir?
Hell, y'all one-on-one.
Yeah, I'm here, Collison.
Oh, wow. That's okay.
Hey, Alex, if you put in the water against him, I got a rack on that one.
Yes, you got a
he
rack.
He ain't
going to
run dust.
In his ass.
He not going to run dust.
In his ass.
Yeah, you
beat
got
the shit out of him.
You got a rack just like everybody else.
If you
say
the wrong thing, CC, I show up on the 30th because that's the plan.
Well, I mean, ain't nothing but air and opportunity. That's 45 minutes away from where I said. We going to be there.
Hey, you still got the same damn number?
I got the
I'll
same number.
I'm
going to
make
y'all
call your motherfucking ass.
I
make
got
sure
the
your
same
G-string
number.
Ain't changed, motherfucker.
You're right. And you know what? I hope you read Psycho Bike. That guy got on there and said, boy, they even resorted to say I was on drugs. That's how bad I beat to it. They said I was on drugs or something because I was so skinny.
But you can't, hey, that's great that you kicked his ass, but y'all was going to go by when you told your ass up.
No, see? You got to understand where I'm coming from. I drove 2 hours through the bad weather, through the snow, through the mud, to get to this racetrack. And I overcame all the odds.
Didn't they just have a race last month and you stay home because of bad weather?
Yeah, I don't drive through the rain. I drive through snow and mud, but
okay,
I don't drive through the rain.
Okay. You know what, man, you're a cop.
Yeah,
how the hell you gonna watch Georgia weather to tell you what it's doing in Louisiana?
Yeah, you're right about that. And right now I feel like you're real angry. So I'm not going to entertain
uh-oh.
You.
Uh-oh,
I'm not going to entertain you.
TC, you can't do that to that man. That man,
real
hey, y'all one and one, man. He killed you on your heart, though. He killed you on your bike.
No, but look
he
here.
He beat the dog shit out of you on
look,
your own bike now,
TC. And you're right. And
you
one
know,
thing
man,
about
you cool.
And one thing
and
about it,
had to
Alex,
beat him on somebody else's bike.
Hey, Alex, one thing about it is that I understand that. I took my loss just like I take my wins. The guy who I rode for, he called me, and he said, Jerry, I want you to come over here. I want you to be a bounty hunter. And he gave me the contract, and I went over there.
I ain't mad at that.
If somebody hire me to come up there and beat Dustin, then I'm going to come up there and do the job.
I want somebody to hire your ass. Because we're coming down to get your ass. That same dude that you hired,
This guy paid me good money. He paid me, I'm not going to tell you the amount because I don't want nobody to
punch out
of
office. You ain't got to do all that shit.
But let's just say I didn't have enough spaces on the deposit slip to put it in the bank.
The race was for $500. I'm going to take
it. Oh, God.
Wow. It's a lot of hating going on tonight.
Hey, it is what it is.
What's up, son? I got a question for you, man. You know Tudor Park going to bring the salt bike back out.
Well, we talked about that race to go down March the 30th, and he said his bike is still in the shop, but he's going to try to aim for that date.
Okay.
Hey, Cuz ain't never trying to run that man again. That man beat the goddamn dog shit out of Cuz.
Hey, you right.
I'm saying that man threw your ass up. That's why I understand why you pumped up now. Because you beat him on somebody else's bike. You ain't beat him on his.
Yeah, you right.
Sorry, I don't want to be no dick sucker.
You know what? I'm giving the real.
Y'all
always going to put stipulations on what I do. But it's all good.
No. I like that. But I'm just telling you, you told me you got on the hand glove bike. I want you to get on that same hand glove bike and beat my son.
Look, like I said, I can't speak for that bike.
Well, call him when you get off the phone and say, man.
No, one thing I don't do. No, I don't call people to ride their motorcycle. They call me. That's one thing I don't do. I don't call nobody to ask to ride their motorcycle. I'm hired. I got a calendar right here on my wall, and as now, I got to be in Florida this weekend. The next weekend, I'm practicing, and the weekend after that, I'll be in Tweed. I mean, my plate is full for this month.
Yeah. We're trying to go. Hey, we're going to run you with a hand glove bike, and we got a single stage line. We'll pull the cover off so you see what it is.
Well, come on,
Okay,
well, just come. I'm 45 minutes away. If you say you're going to be there in 45 minutes, I can meet you there. But I'm going to be there.
But you're telling me we want some of them goddamn dreads, though. You know what I mean?
Everybody been saying that. They still on my head.
We got several calls here. We're going to go on the line. 9709.
My fan.
Yo, what's up, man? Chachi.
Uh-oh. What's going on, Todd?
What's going on, man?
All hell.
Man, I can't
call
you. All hell. What's going on, Alex? How you doing, man?
Man, still drinking.
Yeah, okay.
What
you
I like.
Too, brother?
No, I like
yeah, right, boy. What's
man.
Going on, Custom Cuts, man, y'all? You said you got a clutch hand now?
I had it stored away in the closet, and I brought it back out just for
pull
a one-time deal.
Out.
Wow.
So
you know what? My schedule don't permit it. I'm actually hired to do a race in Florida, and I really don't have time to entertain y'all guys up there. I have to be in Florida, you know. I got a good payday.
Well, you know, I'm going to Florida is for a prom.
Yo, it's an entertainment. You got to do with me and Alex, man. That's what entertainment is.
Well, you know what? You need to ask LOD. You need to ask Tootie. I wasn't entertaining Sunday. I wasn't doing nothing but chopping heads off.
Yo, what did I tell you about Louisiana, man? You had PM'd me about the weather, and I said, yo, zero precipitation. And it didn't rain, man. That was a good day.
Yeah, I still don't think that rain would have went down. Yeah, and you... And, everybody that knows me know that when I show up, if nobody else trying to race, old Custom Cuts walking around trying to get a race.
Custom Cuts, what was
it? House.
Huh?
So he's saying, yo, Custom Cuts got a better clutch hand than Dusty?
Hell no, he don't. No kind of way.
Yeah, yo.
No kind of way.
Yo, I'm sorry. CC, I got more money on Dusty, brother. You know that, man.
Of course you're going to do it. I mean, you know, the world going to bet against me. But the world lost their money on Sunday. The world bet with LOD.
No.
It ain't going to be everything.
I give you credit. You got that one. Yo, you look good.
And you was any given Sunday. Bring your black ass on Saturday.
I'm actually Mexican. I'm not black.
You Mexican.
Yes, I'm not black. So let's get that right. I mean, I'm real serious about my race here.
You made it.
Yo, you need to go to the rock, TC.
I'm not coming. I'm not coming.
What you going to get? What
to me in Spanish.
To come to the rock, Alex.
Bob, stop.
He's scared. He ain't going to come. We're going to go to the rock.
I can't fly black here.
What you want, some gas? What you want, some gas money? We don't chip in for your gas money, man.
I don't need any money from anybody.
You ain't got to get no food, no nothing. We're going to take care of your ass.
No, I don't.
We're going to beat the dogs out of you.
Understand this. I came to the Rock 2 times last year. I can't travel like that. The next race I'm going to come to up there is South Carolina. I'll be in South Carolina May the 11th.
Yo, how long did it take you to get to the Rock?
How long? It took me 8 hours.
8 hours? It's going to take me 12. I'm by myself.
Well, you also come with no motorcycle. You also come with no motorcycle, though.
I'm
with a big-ass fucking 30-something-foot trailer.
Okay, look, fellas, I'm stretched real thin this year. I mean, my plate is full. What else do y'all want me to tell y'all? I mean, my plate is full.
Get some of that pie? It isn't cherry pie. It's the sweetest pie they make.
March the 30th.
We have two callers here. We're going to open up the line. 7082, your line is open, and 9017, your line is open.
What's going on, guys?
Kill zone. Kill zone.
Kill zone.
Kill zone.
I know you ain't no kill zone.
Yeah, I like kill zone. I just wanted to correct y'all. TC, you were talking about you 1-0, the first one to go 1-0. I think I was the first one to go 1-0. You was second, but I'm gonna be the first one to go 1-0.
Hey, Killzone, you're right about that. If you want it over for me, that's cool. But you know what? We're going to squeeze that lemon till we get all the juice out of it.
hey, but Killzone and ZZ on the same line. Clown and clown her.
Alex. Killzone's a cool motherfucker, man. Yo.
Hey,
out, man. You
I don't like that bastard on Psycho Bike, though. I don't like him on Psycho Bike. When I meet him in person, he walk up and talk to me, and I'll be like, you son of a bitch. But,
hey, listen, he's a dickhead on Psycho Bike. I admit that. He's a dickhead on Psycho Bike, yo. But when you meet him, he's the nicest, straight-up cat.
I want to run Gil's on. Hey, we won't run your motherfucking ass. Fuck you.
We'll figure it out, you fat motherfucker. You let me catch your ass dancing on one of them videos again. I'm going to kick your goddamn ass.
I'm going to do it.
But, like, I'm going to line up straight up in the water box, man. I want to see you lining up in the water box.
I'm ready to go to the water box. I want kills on and Cusco. And you know I like Cusco. I told them day one when we talked in the private. I said I like Cusco because he's just like me. He don't give a damn who you is, if you the baddest or the worst, he wants you. I like that dude, but that dude just crazy as hell. He come over and fuck me, I'm gonna tie his ass up.
Alex,
that's for the world to know.
You know,
Cousin's a cool dude.
Now, I want to tell y'all something. What happened at the track on Sunday? Now, I never met Killzone. I'm willing to help anybody. You know, Killzone, he was struggling with a nitrous line. I can vouch for
that. Yeah, he got a ragged ass bike, too. Let me tell you something now.
I'm going to tell you. Now, you take it lightly if you want to, You take it lightly if you want to. Now, I'm going to get proper.
I will.
You know, but you sit here and talk.
Alex.
You don't drive a no motorcycle. The man is real
no,
about
no.
it.
No, no. My son straddled the motorcycle.
Okay,
how
well, you know what?
Still straddle. But here's what I do. I enjoy myself now. That's
okay, but
I don't
want
to ride.
I'm just telling y'all, I saw with my own eyes, I saw that he got a complete motorcycle. Now, the guy done spent some money on a motorcycle, and I really think.
He got a goddamn turd.
I mean, you know, you see, and that's one thing that people get mixed up with me. Y'all sit on here and talk about I got a turd, or yeah, he got a turd, and then when y'all get to the line and somebody get fooled and get beat, now y'all running high.
How
y'all
gonna get fooled? I ain't got fooled yet. The dumb shit I do, I already know I'm doing dumb shit.
I don't know if Killzone was at the track Sunday, but Tootie was doing all the talking. I didn't do no talking. I want people to understand that. I stayed in my lane. Now, after I got the win, I hopped on top of the trailer. I moonwalked. I did push-ups. I mean, I got out.
Hey, guess what, though? We don't give a fuck. Do it on us.
Alex, Look, one thing about me, I don't take requests, okay? I don't take requests.
Okay, man, Alex keeps saying do it on him, but the motherfucker be with so many goddamn teams.
Thank you.
No.
No.
Hey, I'll roll with one crew. If it come out of J&M Motorsports, then that's who I fuck with.
Yeah, I'm going to start calling you Alex and start calling you Tom.
Hey, that's cool, too.
Alex.
Tom, cool.
Hey, yo, why are you guys busting on fucking Killzone's motorcycle the way it looks, man? I want to know that.
Hey, because like I told him, you know what I tell people like Gus and Cuss and Killzone?
Wow.
The Killzone's just like lip box. I tell them, I don't know why the damn lip ain't bumped up like you got purpose, fucking faggot. And then Gus
wow.
He just who he is.
You can't think that about me now. Y'all,
no,
you can't
I
think
can't.
That about
I
me.
I just say you who you are, because who the fuck
y'all
knows
can,
who you are that day?
Y'all can sit
there.
Y'all can sit there and call me Prince or Michael Jackson or whatever y'all want to call me, Bob Marley. But at
I ain't
calling
call you none of them, man, but this is a good damn name. I will.
But you know what? One thing y'all can't take away from me, y'all can't take away my record.
No, you will.
I'm on this field for 2013. I'm on
you don't
act
like that regular ass bike,
Alex.
But I can't talk shit to Cup Cut because his goddamn bike is hanging from my house. Damn it, boy.
Kills on.
I'm right here.
You still on?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Yo, man, we're going to have to get your bike painted, man. I don't like people talking shit about you, man.
Nah, see, the thing is, I got my
you
own
can't
hit
that, hey. You cannot help trash cans.
Wow.
Hey, listen, y'all. I'm going to bring two cans of Krylon paint out for you, brother.
I leave that bike just like it is, though, man. That's his sneak approach, man. I would, because sometimes people jump on a bike
people,
like that.
I mean, no, it's just the thing is, goddamn, that's my home style. Like I say, I never wash my bike, clean that motherfucker naked. I mean, that's how I want my bike, and that's how that motherfucker's going to be for the rest of the year. And like my other bike, I never wash that motherfucker.
No, that's the same piece of shit. But number two, I like your style. My bike don't run right unless I leave it in the rain. If I leave that motherfucker outside beside the porch, that motherfucker runs a mean number. If I take it and polish it up and wash it up, and hug a buck all day.
Alex, I mean, right? Don't win races, though.
Of course, yeah. Hey, Kill,
what's
your punk ass?
We're gonna put like 100 Chachi stickers on your bike, man. Don't worry about it, brother.
Hey.
Chachi.
That's like,
hey,
that's
Chachi,
like
going to rock
him. You get a damn virus or something to put a Chachi sticker on your bike.
Chachi, you going to rock him?
Chachi.
Voodoo curse. Chachi sticker equal voodoo curse.
Hey,
you doing the right hand, Chachi?
You enjoy yourself down south?
What?
You enjoy yourself down south?
Hell yeah, brother. I just got my truck fixed. I'll be at that with a goddamn case of Bud Light and goddamn four cases of Bud Water for my ass. I'm driving alone, brother. I'll meet you out there with a lot of food. What you want now? What kind of
steak
you want?
I ain't got even bring my damn. Hey, look, Chachi, did that dude come from California?
No, he ain't gonna be there.
Oh. No, but did he get in touch with you yet?
Oh, yeah, no problem. I got my interview on Friday, man.
Oh.
We're gonna be fucking celebrities, motherfucker.
I was drunk and gave him the wrong address. Damn it, boy.
Kiel's on, I got a question for you. Nobody ain't know about that, Alex, right?
We're gonna be celebrities, right? They ain't tell you? We'll make a reality show on us?
Hey, boy. CC, I told him to put your BS in that motherfucker. I got a question for you, Kiel's on.
What's up?
Did you make it to the track before I did that race or you came after?
Nah, I got there at 5 o'clock.
Oh, you got there at 5 o'clock. Can you tell me, now I want your honest opinion, can you tell me what everybody told you about that race?
That you was a fucking clown and you won the race.
Hold on. Wait, say what Kiel's on, I didn't hear you.
They say you outrode him.
Oh, okay. Well, that, you know
what? Did you didn't get paid?
Without all the hating going on, I want y'all to hear right now, Killzone said he was informed that I outrode one of the best grudge racers in the game.
I outrode and outran
and outshined at the end and came home with the money.
He lied to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about when he beat your ass? It's 1-1.
Yeah, you know what?
What about that? He lied to you.
You know what?
Hey, Chris, I'm sorry, but I would have went on my own bite to somebody else. Just my opinion, because I could be drunk, because I'm drinking beers.
I am.
Oh,
you drinking? I ain't drinking.
Oh, you drinking too, Josh? Well, because two motherfuckers say the same thing.
I feel like I got another level. I ain't got talked to drunks on the phone.
You ain't. But guess what?
Alex, what's up?
Hey, Alex.
Alex, can you hear me?
Yeah. Hey, is Ric Flair
ready to go down the track yet?
Let's see it. And? Two tears in a bucket? Fuck it. You know, I'm ready. Oh yeah. When you coming anyway? Or what we
going? I don't know, man. It's gonna be probably middle of the year.
Oh yeah. If you think you want to get eye contact? Let me know.
You know what? I'm gonna go ahead and pull this card on this. April the 5th, 6th, and 7th, they got a big national race in Cecil down here in Valdosta. If you're willing to lock in something, Alex, with Ric Flair, I'll run you with Cecil through the quarter mile on Grudge Talk Radio tonight. Since you want to talk that talk, I'll run Ric Flair at the nationals in Cecil.
You should. You see, ain't that a fair race? That's not a fair race.
Chris, you know what I'm saying? I called him out on Caesar against Ric Flair or whatever.
Bernie Mac would be a better race.
I'm going to tell you the truth, though, CZ. My birthday is April 10th, and I'll probably be some alcohol somewhere around here.
So why you even trying to call me out? If you ain't willing to come down here, I ain't willing to travel. I just said that.
I know see you in Georgia.
Okay.
Let me ask you guys a question.
Did you take a Viagra?
What's wrong with you? April 20th.
Down this way, nothing going on down this way.
He ain't coming up here. That's birthday, April 23rd.
Nah, ain't no racing going on down here except a little test and tuning. The only racing that happening in April is the 5th, 6th, and 7th down here at Nationals.
They've been digging the stuff film April 20th on us. And I'm like, I got to make plans. So what's the April 20th race?
Oh, man, I don't know about nothing down this
it's
way.
It'll raise up that way, up our way. CZ ain't coming. He know we're going to be the dogs out of.
Yeah, man, they said I want to come to Phoenix City, but
look, the seizure is the easiest race we ever going to do. But
man,
if it ain't race,
man,
that's what's going to happen.
Man, whatever. We ain't even trying to talk. You ain't even trying to come to North Carolina. You ain't trying to come to North Carolina.
I am coming. I told you I was coming. What are you, retard?
Okay. Yeah, I'm a retard, all right. But I guarantee
you. The 30th. We're going to hand clutch.
Yeah, we'll see. You will see.
No, you didn't live a minute ago.
Let me tell you something. Since you're talking about riding somebody else's bike, we're going to grudge bike against grudge bike. My bike against your bike. My bike against your
here
bike.
Here we go.
You talking that? No, ain't no here we
then
go.
Then I show up with my bike, and it
ain't no here we
different.
Go.
That ain't yours.
No. Look, it don't matter. It don't matter. Whoever you put your son on the ride or whatever bike you put him on, bring in the 30th. Grudge bike against grudge bike. Because if I beat you with that hand clutch, then that week after on Wednesday,
I'm good.
I say I didn't own the bike.
No. You a damn liar. We good.
No.
Hey, the hand clutch bike, we bet with.
Man,
that's,
what
that's
else, man?
Bike.
Whatever. That's the same bike y'all got drug with last year. Same bike y'all
where?
Got drug
what race was year. That?
Chris Mo.
He didn't beat that bike, you retard.
Yeah, I'm a retard, but you got beat by Chris Mo.
Oh, you talking about we getting the back tire and the brake and all that shit?
Man, I don't care what you
and
gave me. I don't care what you gave him.
Look,
I'm trying,
a clown likes exceptions because they're a clown. Clown versus clown.
I'm trying to talk to somebody with a grudge bike that want to race Caesar.
Hey, Lee, head up in there. Put head up in there. Run head up like a man.
What you mean
it's
head up
there.
With my grudge bike?
Man, you call that? You need to put tags on your bike.
Man, come on, man.
Put tags on it.
Come on, man. Come on. Really? Come on. I mean, you know what? Kills on. I'm going to let you talk.
ZZAGL. Put that on your license plate, clown.
Yeah, you're right. I'm a clown.
Uh-huh.
I'm a rich clown, though. I'm a rich clown.
Shit. Oh, you rich now?
Well. Yeah, I'm rich. I'm rich. I got more money in my pocket after Sunday than I had before Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
And,
but you got to
realize,
too, man, if you bet $5,000, $10,000, $20,000, all of them don't go to one house.
I don't care, go with that money. I don't care who's listening. I'm richer than I was before I went to that race on Sunday.
Well, we don't go with that.
I got one question, actually. You don't think Tudor's going to come back with another one at you for that hand clutch?
He already been calling all week, and I told him.
Because Tudor is a damn racer.
Right, can I answer the question, Alex? As long as the race is set up proper, we can do it. We're actually trying to get – we're in talks with Tudor right now, but he want to run me with a slider bike, and that's not fair.
Man, him race Sunday.
Hey, CC, I'm sorry. I ain't Chris, I'm sorry. We ain't got no damn slot, nigga. What you want to do?
Man, look, I'm
we
talking
got a
to somebody.
Head of a hand clutch.
Look,
no,
I'm
you talking
to somebody.
To me.
I'm talking to somebody that's two hours away, Tootie. I can drive to him and race him like what? It ain't nothing.
Oh,
Tootie,
you think you're going to be happy? If Tootie had his bike down there, would you be trying to race with me? Hell no.
Anyway, I ain't trying to talk. Chris, Tootie, I heard Tootie been in his hometown, and he's been mad all week about that. And they've been trying to get a bike up to race me, actually, this Sunday. But I'm not gonna come over there. I'm not willing to drive another 2 hours. They can drive to me.
Uh-oh.
They can drive to me,
uh-oh,
and we can do it. If they come to US 19, we can do that race on Sunday. So, Tootie, if you listening,
bring your hand clutch booster that I beat your tail on to US 19, and we can rerun that race like I tried to get you to do after that. And I tried to give him the back tie after I beat him, and he wouldn't take it.
Well, we don't need nothing. So if I'm listening, whoop my ass. Money is green.
No,
you don't make a damn where it
no,
come from.
And I know
so
y'all
you been
probably
selling talk from one patch?
Look, let me tell you what happened at the track. I know y'all probably think I'm clowning, but Killzone can vouch for this. When I beat Tootie drove that motorcycle up in the trailer and started putting cold doggone drumsticks on the grill. I lie to you not. And if anybody think I'm lying, ask the guys. He started putting chicken on the grill. And that's not a joke. That's the honest truth. I put that on everything. And I said, man, what you doing? What you doing? Then I broke out into my dance and push-ups. I did 10 push-ups.
Well, you ain't got to worry about using your damn muscle when you going to fuck one up. We'll tear your ass up.
Yeah. Uh-huh. What's going on, my friend?
Yo, we got the Pro Street bike. We put a longer and flat slick on it. You racist?
I mean, if y'all come to Valdosta to my home track, I will run you. Put Lil E or Lil J or Lil K on it, and we can run. It don't matter, Chachi. I'm not. One thing
yeah,
about
don't
me.
Don't you travel, man? Don't you travel at all?
I traveled last year. I mean, diesel is up. Come on, I drive a brand new 250. Come on,
no, what I'm saying is, listen to me.
No, come on.
Good as a brand
so
new
you
want to
talk out. I will lock this fucking money in.
No, look, come to the South.
Look,
come to the
why,
South.
Why
not
the
North Carolina boy? Why they don't come down here? They always want us to come up there.
Because they know the
atmosphere. It's too far for me.
Well,
no,
look.
I can do 20 hours.
Look, I done made enough money off of Tootie. I'll pay for your flight. How much it gonna cost?
Killzone.
Hey, we're gonna be at the Rock next weekend. That's what I'm saying. Alex, you gonna be at the Rock?
Yeah.
Where is Alex?
You have bikes out there, Alex?
Drunk again.
Yeah,
we're
gonna bring a hand crush bike. We're gonna bring a hand crush bike.
Okay, we're gonna
have to do that race. We'll lock it up. If you beat the shit out of Tootie and Dustin is goddamn 180, you gonna beat the shit out of him, man.
Oh,
what's
it gonna
take for you to come down to the Rock,
I'm telling you that I don't have the means to travel like that. I'm at my fun.
Cancel your hairdresser.
Hey, the owner of the bike, the owner of the bike gonna know that his money is good.
Wait, hold on. Chachi said something. Said cancel my address appointment.
Yes, your address, right?
Yeah. Wait, I'm an address. Wow. Chachi, you're wrong for that. I'm gonna let that one slide.
No, I don't. I'm not being mean or nothing. But that's what I said. I thought you're a hairdresser.
No. Let me tell you. Let me explain what I have.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, yo, she's a yo. I don't mean nothing by it. You know what I mean?
Wow. I mean,
W-O-W.
You're right, W-O-W. Look, if I make my money legal, no matter if I bungee jump for a living, what concern is that? Yes, I do. I do curls. I do braids. I do.
Oh, you do curls.
Oh,
dang good, dang good.
Yeah, okay,
I do curls.
So I didn't see nothing wrong. You're a hairdresser.
Yeah.
You do some big perms, big worms on Friday.
You know what, Tasha? I charge you $60 to put water in your hair and make you look like a wet Mexican.
Nasty.
I want you to come down to the track on Friday because I need a new haircut. You see my hair, right? Can you gel it back the way I do?
Yeah, I tell you what, Alex, you bring the water and I'll bring the comb.
Hey, yo.
That's
like
never good. That motherfucker.
Real nice, though, man.
We got to get it, Johnny.
Hey, you know what?
Right,
you know, hey, Chachi, you got me now. I took the address now. You got to take the water in the comb now. Take the water in the comb.
Hey, but it's all in fun, CC.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't
bitch
it out if you can't take it. You know what I mean?
He knows that.
Hey, race is a race, man.
Hey, I tell you what, Alex, if you race me and I beat you, I guarantee you, I'm a hot comb your scalp when we get finished.
Oh, man. Yo, where's Jojo?
I'm going to get that motherfucker.
I'm right here.
You still here, brother? I got you back, brother. Don't worry about that shit. We need that shit painted up nice. That shit
didn't
have Apache stickers all over that motherfucker.
Nah, I just got my own style, man. What people don't realize.
So, we got the race locked in. Then.
Oh, but you know they don't be around there. You know they don't be around there.
You never heard about the Apache stickers, right?
Man, I'm going to goddamn race, too, to give him the bad tie.
You
going to Tootie? Sunday, give him the bad tie with the green bike, and my next stop going to be goddamn Banshee event.
Hey. That's
what
I'm talking about.
Killzone, you going through the rock, or what?
Oh, man.
Nah.
No, he ain't coming out. He pull up. He come through the gate, we gone. We gonna be at the gate waiting on the black ass.
No, he's cool. Alex, give him
a Hey, you know, I'm gonna have a trash can.
You know, I'm good, goddamn,
talking shit and then coming to the track and don't nobody know who I am to the last minute.
Who did that?
Say what?
Alex, you never met
Killzone?
No, you
all, hey. Huh?
You ever met Killzone, Alex?
Yeah, he cool as hell. I want to kill that motherfucker.
No, he's cool as hell. Trust y'all.
And I had my mind made up. I was going to tear his ass up when I seen him. Then he rolled up on me and talked to him about 30 minutes. Then I realized who the hell he was, you motherfucker. He cool as hell in person.
Yeah, but the internet kills.
I want to kill that motherfucker. I get the internet, he kill, and in person he's on.
Hey, I was shot in the motherfucker. He looked at me like, ain't no goddamn well, that ain't that goddamn kid.
Hey, I looked at that motherfucker twice, two, three times. I like, motherfucker. And then I said, motherfucker. He cool hell in person, but that motherfucker on the psycho, boy. I hate that motherfucker.
Well, why don't you tell everybody how you did when you met me? You had a piece of bologna in your mouth. You like to choke on it when you met me.
Oh, here we go. This motherfucker here got to stay in the damn charge of the fame. But, hey, guess what, though? Hey, Psycho, hey, Good Type Radio, Psycho Bite the World. I really like that nigga, dog. Custom Cut is
all right with me. I'm not black.
He is all right with me.
I'm not black.
Why don't you like your ass
no more? I'm Spanish.
You ain't Spanish.
Basta.
Oh, I guess that's a custom part.
Basta.
Hey, but I'm telling you, though. For real. You cool here, though, CC. I ain't going to lie.
How many times you going to keep saying that? Come on, now. Everybody know I'm cool. Everybody know I'm
cool. Nah, he doing it. He gotta keep repeating himself because he's drunk. Cause that's how I be some goddamn time.
Oh yeah, hey, look,
the tuna.
You know what? I'm gonna turn this into a Grudge Talk Intervention Radio. Everybody, I want y'all to meet Alex Bud Light.
Hey, hold on. Since you feel that way, I'm gonna hang the fuck up. When I see your punk ass, you better be ready to run. Fuck
Alex,
you
look, intervention time. He's running away. Somebody go run after him. He's running away. Somebody go kick him. I need some intervention too, man. But see, Chachi, you didn't run out the room. Allie's ran out the room. Somebody go catch him. Somebody go catch Alex. That's what a drunk does.
When are you all going to get together?
Yeah, we going to goddamn everybody going to Twiz on the 30th. I know.
Yeah, everybody coming to Georgia. Y'all scared of Georgia.
Hey, but look, check it out. I'm on
all
country that
goddamn. Come to fucking Iraq. Come to the Rock next week.
Come on, man. Say what kills on.
Next time I come up there, I think I'm going to hit that Piedmont track, because that motherfucker, ooh, shit. That track is a motherfucker.
Yeah, y'all let me know. I'm going to be in South Carolina May the 11th, doing a big thing up there. I called Chris Moore out, but...
Yo, I don't ever think you fucking leave fucking South Carolina.
No, I mean, they invited me up there, and I wanted to race Chris Moore and give him his race back, but he's too busy painting motorcycles and all kind of other junk he putting on Facebook.
Isn't that the same day as the Rock race, too?
What kind of race they got
11?
At the Rock anyway?
Isn't that the Grudge thing at the Rock, too, on the 11th?
I think they got something on the Rock on the left. Yeah, at the Rock. Yeah, they do.
I'm saying what they got this week, that underground shit.
That's the My Rock race. That's the My Rock race you're talking about, Killzone.
I'm gonna tell you something, Killzone. Last year when I went up there two times, ain't nothing real spectacular about the Rock. I mean, they stand around and look at you. We got more action over there in Phoenix City than they had at the Rock. Trust me. They around there shaking hands, talking about nice to meet you. I'm such and such on Psycho Bike. Let me have your autograph. I mean, when I went up there, it was almost like it was a concert all about me. They ain't trying to race. They just trying to meet you and take you out to dinner and stuff, man. I don't want to go out to dinner up there. Come on, cousin. Let's go to the strip club. I don't go to no strip club. Shoot.
I ain't going to the strip club either no more.
Why is that?
He left his wallet there.
He threw his wallet on stage and kept his money in his pocket.
No, that
bitch is smoking. They stuck their hand in his pocket and took off.
Who's that?
Hey, Chachi,
I'm
going to
that kid for.
Tell them about it, Chachi. Tell them the story about the trip. Tell them the story about last year at the strip club, man.
Shit, well, I can't, man. Man, hold
on. Uh-oh, that bird's going to chop your head off.
Oh, geez. Don't talk about my baby. I had to put him back in the cage. That motherfucker was trying to bite my glasses off.
Let's have my steak ready.
Yeah, no. I can't do nothing but laugh. Boy, that must have been a memorable time up there.
Yeah.
Boss.
Who?
Yeah.
Boss. Oh,
who
one of
the robots you bring to the Rock? Take it to the Rock.
Do what?
I said, we're one of them slow bikes you taking to the Rock.
None of them.
Oh, you're not?
No, none of them.
Oh, you going?
I'm doing it. Yeah, I'm going.
Oh, that's what's up.
Hey, Chris, I got can I ask you a question? A real short question.
What's that?
The first guy that you brought on tonight, he asked the question, and he said, do custom cuts, do he race? Is he all what he cracked up to be? Now, if that guy's still on, I want you to understand that when I come out your way, I'm all about racing. I'm coming to race somebody. So you line somebody up if you want me to race, or you're a superstar, and I'll race him. It's nothing but a race. I can take a win, and I can take a loss. It doesn't matter.
Man, so you can say that, man, but hell, you got to – you basically got to shit really just have some goddamn – locked in or some shit like that, man. Though I'd rather just lock in when I get to the track. Mofo locked in because goddamn Louisiana, you know, like I said, I thought a lot of motherfuckers going to be coming running up to me, goddamn, talking about what the hell you want to do and all that shit. But hell, everybody, ain't nobody say shit.
But Killzone, I'm going to tell you something now. One thing about me is that people will try anything against me, just like Tootie. Tootie was
friends around. That was my reason for goddamn going
going to Louisiana. Cause I thought, man, motherfucker, the street bike wanted to run me.
Who's talking?
Kill. Wow.
And
kill
who else?
The number one stunner. The number one stunner. CC, custom cut.
Oh, God. Look, you're drinking too much right now, man.
Actually, you need to bend over the sink and throw up because we're talking real grown folks up over here. We're talking grown folks up over here. But anyway, when I go out to Texas, I mean, it's whoever they put on me. I tell you this, either I'm going to come back with a win or I'm going to come back with an L. And I know if I come back with a win,
I feel on or what?
It's going to be the same talk. Come on now.
You know that.
Hey, listen, you guys need to get to the Rock tomorrow, next weekend.
Man, why y'all keep calling? Why y'all afraid to come down here in this Georgia heat? Come down here in this Alabama and Georgia heat down here.
Why are you afraid to feel the family?
Go to the Rock next weekend. That's it. Underground.
Man, ain't nobody trying to travel there, man.
Talk your shit and fucking race.
Man, come on,
man.
Come on, man. I mean, I don't travel. I just travel 2 hours.
You done talk too much goddamn shit. You're in South Carolina. How long does it take you to get to the Rock?
Well, Charlie, ain't it that goddamn My Rock shit, man, where we just, like, a person told they just got, like, 4 hours on the ground or some shit like that?
No, you get races in between the fucking pro sessions
and
everything. Yeah, Friday night you got testing. What do you mean you got enough goddamn races? Come to the Rock.
That's what they said at the Cup. When we get down there, they cut grudging off at 10 o'clock. No, Steve
won't cut your grudge time out. You ain't going to lose your grudge time.
No, they never do.
You're going to get it. It don't matter if it ends at 3 o'clock in the morning. You're going to get your grudge time.
Is that Steve at the Rock? Yeah, Steve pretty cool now. I got to admit that. He pretty cool, but, you know, why can't y'all show us
all
right? Y'all got to slow down this way now.
You need to go to the Rock.
I went to the Rock.
Listen to me. You fucking go next weekend. You see me, and we'll get a race.
Okay, well, why don't I do this? Why don't you bring your little pro street bike or whatever you got, April the 6th to Valdosta, and we'll lock in a race.
I didn't say that. What I'm saying is you come to the Rock,
then
you fucking gonna get a race. I guarantee it.
Well, man, y'all ain't gonna beat me, man. Y'all can't see me, man.
I'm not saying me. I'm saying I'll set something up. We'll get some race.
I said you were trying to find me a fair race at Louisiana.
Yahtzee.
Listen, let me put this out there right now.
Well, here we go.
If you were to race him, you'd have bust his ass, Big Rob. I'm sorry. Okay?
Yeah.
You heard that? Yeah, you heard that?
I heard you.
I'll be wrong. And I'm with you, right?
Yeah.
What did I just say? And I told Big Rob, I said, yo, watch out.
Oh, come on, man.
But I'm with you right now. So I'm not, like, one-sided.
Come on. Who's scared of Humpty Dumpty sitting on a turbo high boot?
Killzone.
Come on, man.
Yo.
Killzone.
If you come to the Rock, you'll get a fucking race.
Are you thinking about coming to Rockin' Air?
I think it's gonna be too much going on. My nerve bad, man.
Thank you. Thank
nerve,
you.
What do you got?
Chops, you're pretty good, man.
Last time I came up there, they tried to jump on me and tried to shoot me and tried to do all kind of stuff to me because I wouldn't run them. No, I ain't coming up there. No. Dre tried to jump on me because he knew I had that bike covered, and Possum, you were standing there. Look at the video. Possum, you knew I had them boys covered.
Come on, Bob.
I can't say that, buddy. I saw
it, you know,
like, man.
Of course you ain't going to say that. Of course you ain't going to say that. But who went down the track? And who had to back up? Who went down the track?
Yeah,
who had to back up?
His bike broke. His bike broke, so.
Okay, I mean, you know,
so.
You know,
you
would have
won that pass. You would have won that pass.
Yeah, I mean, you know, so.
Passes bikes,
I mean,
don't always win races.
Yeah, I mean, everybody, wait, hold up. I don't like that little quote right there, Possum. I was the fastest bike.
Well, it doesn't matter if you like it or not. I mean, I call it like I see it. I mean, you got a quick bike, but it's not top-of-the-line pro mod style. At least I haven't seen that type of pass yet. So I'm sorry.
Killzone, you hear? You hear Killzone?
Yeah.
Wait.
My bike is not top of the line.
I'm sorry. Let me reword that. It ain't putting down those passes that I see that are fast.
Let me ask you something. Who have you ever seen in a grudge race lay down the number they ran in the shakedown? Name one person. Yeah, okay.
My bike.
Well, where your
bike
at now?
A to B bikes. That's right. A to B bikes. They don't tear up.
You know what? Stormtrooper is no more.
Oh, yes. Look, why is it not no more?
It's no more.
You want to see it?
I mean, is it still out there? I haven't heard anything about it.
It's definitely still there. Very much alive and well. Thank you very much.
Okay. Because this year, all y'all been talking about is BMX.
Because I'm probably going to be riding it.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be riding it.
Okay, all right. Okay, well.
And
I really
the new possum that's coming out. The new possum that's coming out, yeah.
Oh, the new possum, okay. This possum got gas or it's still on Pampers? I mean, do it got gas or it still got Pampers? I mean, that's, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll see it when it comes out.
The Huggy possum.
It's a whole new different possum.
Oh, the Huggy possum. Possum wearing
Huggies. It'll have Huggies on it.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. You know what? When I showed up to the race Sunday, Tootie weighing in at 140-something pounds. He asked
no,
me
hell,
oh,
he
was
no,
than
CC, I'm stuck. CC, no, hell, he didn't.
What
man was 136. You remember, me and him weighed each other.
Ouch. Well, how much did it look like I weighed? Like a what? One, what?
I mean, I can't tell you. He went on the scale. See, me and him got on the scale.
And well, how much he weighed?
Like 136 with
and how much you weigh?
Wow. So and on Psycho Bike, on Psycho Bike, they said.
I was 196 when I had him.
Wow. And they said I was 98 pounds and 20 pounds was my hair.
Damn.
Wow. And you know what? I'm going to tell y'all, laying off of that red meat is a secret. Laying off the red meat. And the alcohol, Chachi.
Yeah, I can't mention
the alcohol,
man.
This is
yeah,
a hard diet.
Shit, that shit hard to
diet.
I done tried here. No, CC,
you listen, you need to come to the Rock, man. Come on, next weekend.
Yeah, you know, Dan was trying to come down here and test, and you know, but I don't know. He want me to come up that way, but I don't know. I had bad experiences up there, man. Y'all really not.
No.
Y'all don't welcome people. Y'all don't welcome people like we do out here.
No, hey, CC, if you were me, you'll be welcome 100%.
Cha-cha, man, you too small to be bagging somebody up, man.
Yeah,
no,
man.
No,
that's
listen
all
to me. No. If he's with me or you with me, no. You guys, you know, I got your back.
You're like Otis on Andy Griffin. I mean, come on, man. How can a drunk back me up? Yeah, come on.
No, you call me a drunk. Thanks a lot, man. I'm trying to really help you out here.
Man,
and you call me
dang,
a drunk.
You called Chachi a drunk.
No, I called him Otis.
Hey, CC.
Yes.
Kills him. You still on?
Yeah, I'm right here.
How was that with you, man? When I was in Louisiana, man.
Nah, man, you good people, man. Cause I know fate from real,
huh?
Man. I
cool
said you good people,
fucker, right?
Yeah, I know fate from real. You cool,
yo,
real.
I know. Everybody's looking at my wife's ass like she's bad, right?
Huh?
Yeah.
Say what now?
Hey,
what do you say?
We had about 6 more minutes.
He said, is it wife bad? He said, is it wife bad?
My wife, no, she ain't bad. You got
it right.
Hey, you want, if you want a picture of his wife, let me know.
I said, I thought I was supposed to keep that to myself.
Wow. That's why I don't bring none of my people to the train.
Yo, you just got to know what he was doing.
Oh, yeah. Yo, yeah, we had a good time out there.
Damn, Chachi hung the moon a couple years ago.
It's all good, guys. You know what I mean?
Hey, Pop. Yeah, man.
Pop, I might do something with you, man. A little later with VML.
Who
just kills
off? Nah,
let me take that back. Storm too.
I'm about to say you done fell over and bumped your damn head. I'm about to get excited.
Hey,
I told you that.
With you on it though. With you on it.
Yeah. I done told you that. But how long do I gotta wait? Do I still gotta wait like you said?
Nah, man, let me get these races out the race, man, because I got a few chunks I got to get out the race and shit. They kind of...
Kills on, who you trying to race March the 30th?
Listen. You can get Stone Trooper or you can get Possum, because they both going to be the same. How long did I just say that?
Yeah, I know they're going to be some fast motherfuckers, but I'm willing to try it with you on it.
J1000 just texted me, and he said, what you trying to do the 30th, Kills on?
Man, look here, man. Tell J1000 come to Phoenix City goddamn Sunday, man. Because if two of them be with that bullshit, man, it need to be somebody else the other guy. I tell him I'll race him first.
I'm just getting a text in. He said his bike won't hook over in Phoenix City, but he will get down with you March the 30th.
J1000 say something to me.
Huh?
I know he's
listening. I'm getting another text. J1000 said he tried to race you all last year, Possum. You never did get back with him, so no go for this year.
I'll do what?
He said he tried to race somebody.
That man ain't ever tried to race me nothing. I've been waiting on him for 2 damn years.
Oh, my God.
I'm confused with someone else. Can you confirm this?
Hold on. He's gonna take, but
I
just got a text. He said, "Listen to Grudge Talk Radio last year. He tried to race you several times over and over. You kept giving him excuses.
I'm not even gonna talk no more about it because I've been dying for him. I'm done with that race. If he want to run me, he can contact me any place, anywhere, any lock-in. Let's go. I don't need to hear that. That's like ultra. I've never disrespected that man. But to say he'd been chasing me for a year and I was the one ducking him, what was I ducking him about? The only thing I ever asked the man was to be on the street trying a flat sleeve. I didn't care that he was on a flat sleeve. So that's wrong, man. I figured he got me confused with someone else. I've been watching him and the Royal Fool, but I can't see none of them to appear nowhere. I think it was him that said he could come up the Rockingham Darlington sometime and do something, but that never appeared either.
I talked to them on the phone about 2 months ago, talking about what they're going to do at Twitter, but I know they ain't going to do shit. Probably big.
I mean, I'm shocked. I'm literally shocked. I really am. I'm really shocked. So I'm just,
J1000, I know you.
It's okay. Hey, you got my number. You can call me. I can't believe this. I can't believe myself. You must be misreading what he's texting.
No, I'm reading it. If I was at J1000 shoes right now, I would call in. I would doggone just clear things up. J1000.
But why would he wait to the end of the show?
I don't think that's J1000. I think that CC bumped his hand. He's reading it wrong. I can't believe it.
No, I finished. I finished 14 years of school. I think I can read pretty good, you know.
Better stone.
Stone, whatever.
Don't worry,
that's almost about the end of our show for this. I want to send a shout out to Mike, man. He's actually going to be on television this weekend, so over there in Gainesville. So I kind of want to wish him luck and success this weekend. So with that being said, we're going to end on that note, and we will respond next Wednesday. So hopefully we can get J1000 to come on, man, and clear this up or something.
Man, that man ain't going to do nothing, man. But
wow. I'm still shocked. I'm going to pull one of CC's numbers. Wow.
Yo,
wow.
I'll be like,
a hater was born tonight.
I'll be rocking in next week.
All right, yeah, Chachi. Guys, you all have a nice night, man.
Okay, guys.
Good night,
Chachi.
Okay, man.